Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Wardlow is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the new book, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. That's a bold claim there, my friend, any industry. Help us do that. Now, you and I talked about, you had a subscription-based research company, which was an information. You were delivering information to people. I had a consulting business. So I was able to work that out. But that's still ideas. That's still kind of information. But how do we do subscription-based businesses in other industries?
Well, there are 9 different subscription models. And as you say, I think you can find a subscription model for virtually any industry. I mean, take Dollar Shave Club as an example. Shave Club is nibbling away at Gillette's business because guys don't have the time or inclination to go down to Walgreens to buy replacement razor blades, and so they're subscribing to Dollar Shave Club. So one thing that people listening can do is think about your business and ask yourself, is there a consumable element to what you sell, meaning stuff that people have to repurchase that doesn't, you know, there's no inherent enjoyment of purchasing those things. Mm-hmm. Swimming pool chemicals, as an example, to go back to the previous example. Razor blades. That's a consumables model. So there's 9 different ones in the book, but I think you can find a subscription model in virtually any industry.
Well, we get our coffee that way. You know, we buy our coffee from one company, and we know how much we drink in a year, and they allowed us to set up our order on that delivery model.
And one of the hidden benefits
they gave us, Jim, the key was, is they gave us the flexibility. It was our schedule.
They gave you the flexibility, your schedule, but it allows them to predict how much coffee to buy.
That's right.
Let me give you one other example, if you may. Flowers. Most people buy flowers around Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, right? But there's a subset of the flower buying population, restaurants, spas, hotels, that buy flowers regularly because they always want a fresh bouquet on their mantelpiece or whatever.
Right.
There's a company called H. Bloom that has created a subscription business selling flowers to these spas. So for a fixed monthly fee, they send flowers. Now, the average flower store throws out up to 50% of its flowers each month because they rot in the fridge. H. Bloom throws out 2%.
Wow!
Because they know how many customers they have.
Yep, they don't have it. They don't have waste, and they're able to maybe be more competitive. They're able to offer better service. It's all part of the front end and the back end, isn't it?
It is. So the subscription recurring revenue improves the value of your company, but it also helps you predict your company much, much better. So you can start to plan it way better than
but
you
sometimes,
would in a traditional transaction.
But if you're already established, if you're already doing business with people in the traditional way, then you've got, if you're going to convert customers, my thinking is you got to, number one, it's got to be, you got to sweeten the deal for them and you have to educate them, right? You have to bring them along in the journey of understanding of how you want to do business.
Sure. I mean, you've got to go back to 10X. You've got to give them the value proposition, to use your term, sweetener. That's 10 times the value of buying your services one-off. So you've got to think through that. The second thing I think you need to do is give them an ultimatum. I think you've got to have the courage to say, we're turning off the old way of doing business. I mean, if you look at Ancestry.com as a subscription business, you know, the guys who help you build your family tree for whatever it is, $10 bucks a month, you cannot just go on and download a birth certificate from your great-grandfather and say, okay, that's fine, I'm going to pay $10 for that. You have to subscribe. You can't download a movie from Netflix. You have to subscribe. Mm-hmm. And so I think giving customers an ultimatum and saying, this is how we do business, is one of the critical things you need to do to build a subscription company.
In the information part of this, as you know, back in the day, when there was a lot of debate about who could who could, you know, who could charge for their information, their content, and who couldn't charge. Most people wound up not being able to charge for their content.
Well, that's changing.
Yeah.
I think that's changing. I think what we went through in the early, like late 90s, we went through a period where, you know, everyone expected information to be free. And then everybody realized that free information doesn't underwrite the cost of creating information. And so
right.
we started to warm to the idea that subscribing actually made sense. So you see now New York Times has whatever it is, 700,000 subscribers, mm-hmm. WallStreetJournal.com, paying subscribers.
I pay the Wall Street Journal every month for that subscription.
Well, and you're not alone because
yep.
people realize that editorial costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gone past, I think, that notion that information needs to be free. The Wood Whisperer is a great membership website that if you're interested in woodworking, cabinet making, et cetera, you can subscribe
mm-hmm.
and get video tutorials about how to do woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a membership model that would never have been, you know, possible 10 years ago when we
right.
all thought information should be free.
Is this what you're helping people do these days? Are you offering this kind of services to help people convert?
We offer the Value Builder system, which is a way to improve the value of your company. And
mm-hmm.
one of the eight things we do is help you build recurring revenue. And we do that through a national network of advisors who use
mm-hmm.
our system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Value Builder system.
Mm-hmm. Give us a website, please.
The automatic customer is simply automaticcustomer.com and valuebuildersystem.com.
Valuebuildersystem.com. That's how they find out about the main part of your business. So the automatic customer, folks, that's available wherever books are sold. John Warlow, that's two R's and two L's. And I promise you, you need to see what he's got to say about this, folks, because recurring revenue. I don't have to tell you, right? I know you like the idea, but can you pull it off? Well, see if John can't help you with his book. I think he can. Tintail. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.